MITI baru saja menukar jenama, ini dikatakan oleh iaitu Kementerian MITI adalah selaras dengan aspi kerajaan. Dan izinkan saya berbahasa Inggeris untuk kita berbincang dan mengulas lanjut bersama pakar dan analisis kita, di mana the International Trade and Industry Ministry has been rebranded and will now be known as the Investment Trade and Industry Ministry MITI. In a statement today, the ministry said that the rebranding is in line with Prime Minister Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim's decision during the cabinet meeting on April 5th. It said the rebranding was in line with the ministry's function of encouraging foreign investment, boosting domestic investment, strengthening international trade and empowering sustainable industrial development. So now I welcome you, Director, Economics and Business Unit, IDEAS, Dr. Juwita Muhammad on the line. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Juwita. First of all, can we have your reaction on this? What can you say about the rebranding of MITI? Why is it important for the government to have a dedicated ministry that focuses on investment?
Thank you so much for having me. In my opinion, looking at the functions of MITI in the past decade or so, we see that MITI is an active negotiator of both bilateral as well as multilateral trade agreements. And MITI has always played a role in negotiating the investment chapters in these free trade agreements. So even though the name before did not highlight this function specifically in the name of MITI, in practice, MITI has been playing this role very actively. So to me, this rebranding comes very naturally, almost automatically, looking at the roles they play in free trade agreements negotiations.
Now the name has already changed. We want to talk about the action. How can Investment Ministry attract both domestic and even foreign investment to a country? This is include the policies and measures to create a favorable investment environment.
So coming back to the question, how can MITI attract both domestic and foreign investments? Again, I think in theory, this comes quite naturally, knowing that MITI negotiates on behalf of the Malaysian government and also the Malaysian businesses. They know what the strengths and weaknesses are when it comes to domestic investors, as well as the domestic industries. And they also know where FDI can play a role in narrowing those gaps, especially when Malaysia is trying to shift away from labor-intensive productions to more capital-intensive production for its goods, especially. So I think this also comes hand in hand. And as MITI, as a focal point, I think this can be done seamlessly in theory.
If you want to go a little bit details, how can the Investment Ministry coordinate organize investment efforts? We're going to call it across different sectors, different ministry, and even different regions of a country.
So coming back to what I know most about would be the CPTPP agreement. And I do understand that different ministries are in charge of the implementation of the different chapters under the free trade agreement. So we can see MITI's role. If MITI is the negotiator for these free trade agreements, then its other agencies within MITI, like MaTrade, can also play the role of executor working closely with MITI. So I do feel that MITI can be the focal point, and the agencies under MITI can also be the executor. So I think this could be, again, the implementation could then happen more seamless on the ground.
We're about to get started and continuous effort. Maybe can you share with us what other challenges might an investment ministry face in attracting investment, and how can we oversee the challenges?
So I think like many countries in the region, MITI needs to understand the gaps, again, of what is happening and our weaknesses on the ground, and what the strength of different free foreign direct investors are. So here, of course, when you think about incentives, you automatically think of tax incentives. They are attractive to a certain extent, but they only go so far. Non-tax incentives like a clear investment policy, one-stop centers, and clear SOPs for applications are some of the focus that can be improved upon by MITI in the medium term. So when we talk to businesses and investors in Malaysia, they always say that ease of doing business actually supersedes cost of doing business in most cases in terms of importance. So I think we need to be looking at not just tax incentives, but also non-tax incentives to provide a more a better environment for the investors to come in.
Maybe what's your opinion about our international investment position for Malaysia in the coming, maybe on the second quarter or even in the next month?
I think that like any other country in ASEAN, we are all
FDI in our supply chain. Looking at the trajectory of GDP growth at a global level, as mentioned before, it's not as
bad as we thought it would be. And I do feel that trade agreements can help alleviate the cost of trade and in the medium term or so. So I don't see a reduction of exports and imports in a very drastic manner in this year to come. But I think looking forward, knowing that this recessionary economy might not just be within this year, it may be prolonged up to 2 years or so. The challenge itself is attracting investments during this time that can actually propel the growth of Malaysia in a sustainable and also clean way. We want investors that are responsible in doing their part in protecting the environment while undergoing activities, business activities here in Malaysia. Here, our job is to set the standard in not just manufacturing, but also in mining industries. And we shouldn't just look at the investment chapters per se and its commitments. We need to also look at those other chapters, those other factors when it comes to investments, like labor rights, labor empowerment, as well as the protection of the environment.
Definitely one of all the efforts that we should consider, that MITI is not just a name, it goes beyond about the rebranding. I want to say thank you very much to the Director Economics and Business Unit Ideas, Dr. Juwita Mohamad.